for WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Former Belgian Prime Minister Guy Verhofstadt, a member of the European Parliament, has become the latest target of a Chinese state-linked espionage campaign aimed at officials who are involved in a committee that's focused on China. Politico reports that the campaign, which was reported by Belgian newspaper Le Soir, reveals Verhofstadt as the fifth Belgian official targeted by the hacker group APT31 for their work on China through the Interparliamentary Alliance on China, or IPAC. Star Wallets, a prominent decentralized crypto or DeFi platform, disclosed a major security breach compromising its ecosystem's integrity. The breach, which occurred on April 17th, exploited vulnerabilities within the platform's staking contract, resulting in substantial losses from the liquidity pool. Despite adhering to strict security protocols, AccessWire reports that Star Wallets is conducting a thorough investigation in collaboration with cybersecurity experts and blockchain forensic analysts. The United Kingdom has implemented pioneering laws banning easily guessed passwords like admin or 12345 to bolster defenses against cyber attacks. Users suggesting common passwords will be prompted to change them upon creating new accounts, aligning with the government's £2.6 billion national cyber strategy to safeguard and promote online security. According to Sky News, password management website NordPass last year found that the most commonly used passwords in the UK were 123456 and, yes, password. To Canada now, where following a cybersecurity incident, London Drugs, a retail and pharmacy chain, has temporarily shut down its network of nearly 80 stores across Western Canada. CBC News reports that the closure, which was enacted out of an abundance of caution, follows immediate measures taken by the retailer after it discovered the attack, including engaging third-party experts for investigation and containment. Sam Altman of OpenAI and other tech executives have joined a new federal advisory board aimed at ensuring secure AI use within critical U.S. infrastructure. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board, which is part of the government's broader efforts to mitigate threats from rapidly proliferating AI technologies, will kick off in May and will then meet quarterly to protect the economy and vital industries from potential harm. And finally, employees of Glendale Unified School District in California are facing tax filing issues after a ransomware attack compromised their personal information. The breach, which was discovered in December, led to fraudulent filings by fraudsters who utilized stolen details to file fake state and federal income tax claims. The Los Angeles Times reports that the attack has affected at least 231 union members, who must now verify their identities with the IRS to file their taxes legitimately. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.